Time now for your comments. Concerning reports about families of U.S. servicemen unhappy about their loved ones' extended stay in Iraq, some listeners were not sympathetic. Nancy Harris of Virginia writes, "These wives need to talk to the wives of soldiers who didn't have the luxury of laptops, cell phones, and instant messaging on their personal pagers." On Elizabeth Arnold's report on plans to privatize parts of the National Park Service, Christopher Sinha of Olney, Maryland, wrote, "After 12 years in the military, he has seen firsthand the thick forest of dead wood among the civilian federal workforce. He says the most productive federal employees should not worry about privatization." On the study which found that blacks tip on average 20% less than whites, Vanessa Whippo of Danville, Illinois, writes, "Rather than educating the public about expected tipping rates, how about requiring restaurants and other businesses whose employees depend on tips for economic survival pay their employees a living wage?" Kathy Elanius from Cheyenne, Wyoming writes, "Why should we be tipping people for doing their jobs? When I do my job, nobody tips me." But for Ina Pinckney, a restaurateur from Chicago, the study hit home.
"There is a disconnect when the same people who choose to seek me out to say they had a wonderful and welcoming experience leave a tip of less than 10%. We continue to be surprised at how frequently our excellent service goes unrewarded by our African-American customers."
Finally, a note on last week's story about five champion show horses that were attacked in their stalls in Kentucky. Two of the horses, including the famed Wild-Eyed and Wicked, have been euthanized. Send your comments to morning@npr.org or call the listener comment line at 202-842-5044. Please say where you live and how to pronounce your name, or you might hear me mispronounce it.